Hi there, Stuart Walter, CEO's Secret Weapon. Thank you very much for tuning in again. And from me and behalf of Lewis Hayden, it's a happy new year to you. Now, with this being a new year, there's always time to stop, reflect, recoup, and refocus on the year. And that's exactly what Lewis and I have both done. I obviously work with incredible athletes, peak performance state, and it is Olympic year, and there's a lot of things going on. So what Lewis and I have decided to do is to basically put a hold on CEO's secret weapon for now. My main focus this year is the elite athletes and Olympic year. We've got some major work to be done, a lot of behind the scenes work with product programs, online programs, and a lot of other projects on the go. So my focus is really going to be there. So I can't really confirm, or how would you put it? I can't really guarantee I'm going to get many podcasts out. So this is just a quick one to say thank you for the, what is it, 38 previous episodes. This is 39, which is more of a just to see where we're going type of thing, just to put it on hold at the moment. So what I would suggest is Lewis is still focusing on his business coaching, executive coaching, focusing on working on his PhD and his doctoral. So he has got his other podcast, which is up. It's called A Players Podcast, which also incorporates the 100K Club subscription-based channel that he's got within that. I'd certainly recommend having a chat with, or not having a chat, but listening to Lewis there when it comes to the mental aspect of it, because organizational psychology doctorate in what he does. Between the two of us, we've been very well bouncing off each other, but he's got all the information there, more specifically for business CEO coaching and executives. I'm still here, and look, to be honest, I would also recommend, if you haven't already, shoot across to the Athlete's Secret Weapon podcast, which is mine, because you'll find they're very similar. It's the same information, it's just applied in a different way. So instead of athletes, you just insert the word CEO or business owner, and you've got exactly the same information and content. Because when you look at this, and I've explained it for years, that elite athletes these days have got their own social media platform, their influencers, they've got sponsorship deals and endorsements. They have become their own business centers. And if you look at the typical corporate types, the entrepreneurial now, and this what used to be, I guess, the C-suites, it's more the entrepreneurial mindset. When you look at those people now, the way they're approaching business is a lot more like athletes. They understand eating, they understand nutrition, they understand switching on, switching off, they understand the mindset aspect of working hard versus working smart, which is being able to switch off and switch on. So what I would suggest is the difference that between athletes and entrepreneurs is becoming closer and closer. Athletes are being more like business people are operating more like athletes. So please make sure that you switch across to Lewis's podcast, which is A Players Podcast, all available on Apple Play, Spotify, where all good podcasts are. And also, just double click and make sure you can go into the Athlete's Secret Weapon podcast as well, because that'll be a lot more specific to real performance, peak performance mindset, and making the most out of the training. So look, really appreciate if you're coming on board and listening for the first time, but probably suggest go back and listen to the other 38 episodes full of information. But you'll find the same information will be gathered through Lewis's A Players podcast and my Athlete's Secret Weapon podcast as I focus on the athletes for this 2024 Olympic year, plus the projects and the products that I've got on the way, which is the online 8-week online Athlete's Secret Weapon program. So if you're interested in that, please do that. Otherwise, it's been awesome. What I would suggest, beginning of this year, whether you listen to this as a CEO or a business owner or a C-suite person, what I will do is give you a bit of information now to go, right, this time, so what is it now? I'm recording this on the 17th of January. What I'd like you to do is take a bit of paper out, take a pen, find some time, find some space, grab a cup of tea, grab a cup of coffee, whatever you want to, need to, have to, and Start writing out how your year went in advance. Okay, this is what everything we've been talking about, and this is how I work with the elite athletes. Motivation's only possible when you have direction. So if you don't know what your year looks like, and we're talking not financially, most business people, the first thing they do is tell me about your ideal year. Oh, we earned this much, we got this much revenue, this much EBITDA, this much this, this much that, we hit the spreadsheets. Yeah, that's good. But who are you? Who is the person you have become this year? Because it's a way that when I work with people, it's quite simple. Okay, most people are what we call inverted. It's like, oh, when I get the money, I'll be happy. When I get the money, I'll be healthy. When I get the money, I'll find love. What a lot of people don't understand is it's actually inverted. When you find happiness and it fills and fills and fills, it overflows into health. Most people are unhealthy because they're unhappy. When happiness is full, health starts filling. When health is full, it overflows into love. That is self-love, and that's love of everyone else. Again, if people are unhappy, they're unhealthy, you reckon they're likely to find self-love? No. More like self-loathing, but they'll find something. Okay, so when you fill up the happiness, it's naturally going to overflow into health. Think of a jug. It's filling, 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 and let it overflow. Okay, don't start sharing it with everyone. Not until it's full. Keep filling and filling and filling, doing things for you. As a business owner, as a parent, as a friend, as a partner, as a whatever it might be. Allow all this energy to flow over. And then you're more likely, when you are thinking happy, you're going to be thinking healthy. Because when you're eating food, because the stomach is the second brain, so whatever you're thinking affects the way you eat. Whatever you eat affects the way you think. So your stomach is the second brain. So if you're eating healthy, you're going to be thinking clear and clean. If you're thinking crap, you're going to be eating crap. So, well, think about that. So now we've got the happiness there, it's flowing it down into health. When health is now overflowing because you focus on happiness and health, guess what? That's where love is. Number one, love is self-love. This has got to be about you. Who are you in a relationship? Okay, not what do you want to do for yourself for that relationship, but you've got to work on yourself for someone else. Like they have to work on themselves for you. If you're focused on, I've got to do this for my partner or this for my friends or this for my family, nah, it's the wrong intention, the wrong focus, and you're more likely to fail. When you're doing this purely for you, just think about relationships. When you first met the ideal person, when you first met your husband slash wife slash partner, okay, who were you when you met them? Be that person again, because that's the one they fell in love with. Okay, there's too much compromise these days, so be the person that you first were. Do it for you, be that person. Okay, so now we've got happiness, we've got health, we've got love filling up. Okay, make it self-love. Okay, what is something you can do for yourself every other day, every week, once a month? Once a week, or once, yeah, might be once a week, might be once a month, go get a massage. Okay, self-love might be once a week sitting in a bath having a champagne. That's self-love. Make sure you do that every day, or every day, or every week, whenever you have confirmed it as that's your measurement of self-love. Then you're more likely with happiness and health and self-love. It's more likely you got more energy. When you got more energy, then you've got more focus. Then imagine that person turning up to work. What is possible? Okay, it's these people who go to work for 12-hour days. Even if you say on average they're doing a 10-hour day, guess what? They might only be 60% effective because they've got to stretch it out for 10 hours to be seen to be busy. This is where we can really stop and refocus and go, you know, why do a 10-hour day at 60%? Why not do a 6-hour day at 100%? You just save 4 hours. That 4 hours you can spend focusing on you, your family, your investments, your hobbies, your time for yourself. Okay, and think about it. A presentation at 60% is going to be different to a presentation at 100%. A document, a file, a meeting. It's going to be noticed differently. When you're at 100%, people know you're at 100%. that's all they see and that's what they're going to expect. So I guess leaving you with this bit of information, get pen, get paper, literally write down exactly how your year was. This is who I am, 17th of December 2024, reflecting on the year that I had. This is how I changed my happiness. This is how I changed my health. This is how I changed self-love. And because of all that energy, then when I went to work, I was fast, effective, and efficient in what I did. And this is the result. So success is not about what you have. Success is about who you've become in the process of doing it. And just like who I've become in the process of the last 17 years, working with, what is it now, 43 world champions. I've had to change and push myself dramatically to be the best that I could to allow others to lift. Let's face it, if I wasn't focused on my health, my happiness, my love, my wealth, my success, how could I help other people? And this is a reason why Lewis and I have decided to, pursue other directions, but really focus in this year. Because for me, athletes and the peak performance is everything. Just happens that during COVID, when there was not much sport, okay, most of my focus went into the business areas, CEOs, business coaching, working with people, CEOs, C-suite, business owners. That was where the focus went. And then when it all started coming back, and the athletes coming back, and 2021 Olympics, and all of a sudden, I got a more like about a 70-30 split of elite athletes and elite entrepreneurs and business people. So if you're still interested in that and you're listening to this and you'd like some support there as far as a mental aspect of it and really want to smash some goals like athletes do, if you want to smash some goals in your business, give me a call. Happy to help you out. All the details will be in the emails underneath. There'll be my details, Lewis's details, and I'll even link Lewis's new podcast, not new podcast, but existing podcast, through. So he is very much focused on the 100K club, very much focused on A players for business and C-suite executives. So on behalf of both of us, I'd like to say thank you. This is not goodbye. This is just to catch you later, because all the podcasts are still going to remain up. Might drop the occasional one here and there, but really appreciate your time. Have an awesome year. Thank you. Bye.